Back here on Sports Talk, of course, we are talking Saints, and how would you like to win tickets to a Saints game? WWL's got them for you. We want to send you to the ultimate game day experience on Sunday when the Saints take on the Carolina Panthers in the first regular season home game in the Caesars Superdome. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're taking talking open bar, premium liquor, and all the you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. That's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest and enter for your chance to win from Saints Radio, WWL. You know, that's one thing, Cullen, because of all the game day, the pregame stuff, and, you know, we're all on air constantly. I've never gotten to experience what a pregame in Champion Square is like.
Really?
Have you been out there at all?
God, dude, I think the last time I went to a Saints game, I was like 9.
Oh, wow,
maybe.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I lived in Alabama. We drove down for like a weekend and just went to the game.
Man, we got to get you to some Saints games.
It's been a while. Hey, you know what's even worse? Claim to fame, I've never been to an LSU game. I've been to an Auburn game.
Interesting. All right, so I'm going to have to scratch that off your list.
I will need to.
Take you to Tiger Stadium and then also get you back in the Dome this year for sure. Looking at some of the sound we want to get into from head coach Dennis Allen of the Black and Gold, talked to the media today. One of the questions he was asked, obviously, with the Panthers upon us on Sunday, what did this Panthers 2024 squad look like to him?
Look, I think, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, I thought they kind of beefed up their offensive line. They got probably bigger on the interior than maybe what they've been in prior years. I think they've had two pretty good tackles that have been there the last couple of years. But I think they upgraded the interior of their offensive line at the guard position. You know, they got a little bit more athleticism, you know, at the tight end position with, you know, drafting Sanders. You know, Tommy Trimble's a guy that we've played against. Jordan Matthews, you know, really kind of a converted wide receiver. So I think they've upgraded the athleticism at that position. And then they got a couple of young receivers. One that Leggett was a draft pick this year and Mingo a draft pick last year. Both of them high picks. Thielen is the ultimate professional in terms of a receiver. And then I think they, you know, added an explosive playmaker in Deontay Johnson. So I think they've done some things offensively to really, you know, upgrade their team and trying to, you know, put some weapons around Bryce Young, help with the, you know, the protection and the ability to run the football, which always helps out a quarterback. You know, and then, you know, defensively, obviously with the addition of Jadeveon Clowney, that's a big difference. A'shaun Robinson, you know, a defensive end tackle that we've played against is a good football player. So I think they've done some things, you know, along the defensive line, I think, to upgrade themselves. I think in particular, I think they've done some things to upgrade themselves with Clowney as a pass rusher and A'shaun as a run defender.
Yeah, you would imagine this Panther squad is not going to be a two-win team this season. We'll see how it shakes out for them, but I would expect some improvement. I think a 7-win year would be a great, vast improvement, and the fan base would be super excited over that. Got a lot of new faces on that team, including the coaching staff. And Dennis Allen was asked, hey, man, what the difficulty on facing a team, not only with new players on the field, but also new coaches?
I think it's a challenge. You know, obviously, from a defensive standpoint, the defensive staff is there. And so you kind of know what the structure is going to be. And yet they got a couple of new pieces. So we don't know what adjustments, you know, they're going to make or what's going to be different than maybe what we saw last year. Really the same thing offensively. You know, we had a chance to go up against Canales a couple of times last year. And so I think from a schematic standpoint, we have an idea of kind of what they, you know, what the system is like. And yet with a different quarterback, I don't know, you know, how they're going to, you know, want to utilize him. I have my thoughts, but, you know, again, as it is with everything, when you get into the first game of the season, you know, I just think it's the team that's able to adjust the best that's going to have the most success, because, you know, everybody's going to have something that you haven't seen yet. And so I think that'll be the challenge for us is finding out what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack us in all three phases, and then being able to adjust when we need to.
about to look at the Carolina Panthers as the Saints get ready for them on Sunday. Now we're going to talk more about the black and gold with the head coach. So how's DA feeling about his defensive scheme since he started out? Has much changed in his defensive outlook since he first came into the league?
I'd say it's evolved significantly from, you know, when I started calling it back in 2015. You know, but that evolution doesn't take place, you know, over the course of, you know, a year or 2 years. It really kind of takes place over the course of 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you know, and things kind of change. And you can't become stagnant in anything that you do. You have to always be looking to improve. And so there's always things that we're looking at how maybe we can do, you know, some things better. I would say philosophically, nothing's changed. Schematically, a few things.
Looking at that defense from just last year, scoring defense, 19.3 points per game. That definitely was a strength of the black and gold. The weakness was lack of sack numbers, and we've seen them address that by adding, you know, to that D line. And I think that, you know, Carl Granderson is, you know, been a player we've seen growing steadily while with this organization. Hopefully Cam Jordan can get back to being the guy that we're used to seeing, and that Father Time hasn't caught up to him, and he's still got another season or two left where those sack numbers can get back up. But I know a lot of folks obviously looking forward to seeing what Chase Young can provide, a guy that's been, you know, a little bit nicked up during his career, which has hampered his development. But man, oh man, like the Cajun Cannon loves to say, when he's well, he is hell on the field. And definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing what Young can bring to this pass rush. We obviously saw a little taste of him in the preseason, but that's not the real deal, which will be Sunday, obviously, against Carolina. Well, Dennis Allen, more on his defense. How would he describe a Dennis Allen defense to somebody?
We're going to play hard. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical. We're not into the business of gimmies. You know, so we're going to try to challenge everything as much as we can, and we're going to play smart, you know, and I think we've done that. And we're not always perfect. There's sometimes we do a better job of it than others, and that's why, you know, the evaluation process of what you are, whether as a player, as a coach, as a unit, you know, it's not a one-game evaluation. It's what are you over the course of the season, and then what are you over the course of your career. And I think just the fact that we're gonna play tough, we're gonna play physical, we're gonna play with great effort, and we're gonna challenge everything, and we're gonna play situationally smart defense. And that's what we believe in.
That's one thing nobody can argue about. Whatever you feel like about Dennis Allen, the guy knows defense. Obviously, I know that regular season record of his is brought up constantly by Saints fans, 24-46 overall. That obviously includes his head coaching stint with the Raiders. Coming here, though, we've seen gradual improvement for this squad. And I know we're all spoiled by the Sean Payton years and the consistent playoff berths. Obviously, there was some downtime, those back-to-back-to-back 7-9 seasons under Sean. But, you know, now we've been starved of the playoffs the last 3 years for this black and gold squad and trying to get back there. And hopefully DA can get that ascent. We've seen a 7-win season for him year one, 9 wins last year, so a gradual improvement. I'm sure everybody would be jumping for joy over 10 wins, winning the NFC South and heading to the playoffs, and hopefully, you know, making some noise there. But anything less than I don't even know if even a 9-win season would make folks happy. It's a difficult slate later on. We've gotten into the schedule before. Obviously, Panthers, you would think, is a must win for this team to prove that you are a different squad than you were a year ago. You're not a pretender in everybody's eyes. I know not that many people are thinking much of this Saints squad heading into this season, but after that Panthers game, things get tight. You got to play the Cowboys, the Eagles, another division rival, and the Falcons. Then you go at the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night and then come back home for the Buccaneers. So that early slate of games, you know, you could easily see themselves digging a hole into, which would be so, you know, disappointing, obviously. But, you know, digging your way out, we've seen them do it before. You just don't want to go through it again. hoping they can get off to that faster start. And that faster start includes in games. We've seen this team come out the gates, and it just seems offensively and defensively haven't had that punch to them early on in starts.